In California, an unusual lawsuit is challenging one of the most basic assumptions in journalism, that a reporter's confidential sources belong to the reporter and not the publisher. This is what happened. Three journalists left one publication to work at a rival. Now, the first company is suing the second, demanding that the journalists stop talking to confidential sources they developed in their previous jobs. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The lawsuit was brought by a publishing company called Paperloop, which covers the forestry and paper products industry. Earlier this year, three journalists from Paperloop went to work at a new company called Forest Web, which was starting a rival internet publication. Rami Gandur, Forest Web's CEO, was stunned a few months later when Paperloop filed suit, claiming his company had, in effect, stolen trade secrets.
They're saying every person that this reporter talked to in their previous job, they cannot contact anymore. You know, it's a small industry, and if they cannot talk to these people, then they cannot talk to anybody, and they cannot gather information anymore.
Paperloop CEO Tim Fazio initially agreed to be interviewed for this story, but then failed to return NPR's repeated phone calls. However, Paperloop's written complaint spells out its arguments. It says Paperloop, its parent company, and its reporters have been cultivating sources within the forestry industry for nearly 100 years. It says the confidential identities of these industry officials are a trade secret that belongs to Paperloop. And it claims the three journalists were aware of Paperloop's written policy that trade secrets cannot be revealed even after an employee leaves. It is a novel claim that astounds many journalists when they first hear about it.
Well, the first thing that went through my mind was how many reporters did I hire when I was a news director because of the contacts that they would bring to the newsroom.
Al Tompkins is now on the faculty of the Poynter Institute, a Florida-based journalism education center.
The contacts that reporters gather up over the years, the Rolodex that they have, if you will, is a lot of what makes a reporter valuable, knowing who to call, knowing who to talk with, knowing how to get a hold of them in a pinch.
Tompkins says he's never heard of a publisher claiming to own sources. To officials at Forest Web, the defendant in this case, the claim is completely absurd, and they're fighting back, asking a San Francisco judge to throw out the case under a law that prohibits suits aimed at hindering competition. Forest Web attorney Philip Malton says they have to show the court that the lawsuit threatens free speech.
The answer is clearly yes, because Paperloop is trying to silence our reporters from gathering and distributing news.
However, University of California, Berkeley law professor Robert Post says the outcome of this case may depend on the facts. In his view, if the reporters in question found their sources on their own, then Paperloop has a very weak ownership claim. However, Post says it's different if the reporters were actually given a list of sources by Paperloop when they started working there.
In the case where the Paperloop hands the reporter sources which it has cultivated in advance, then it has a much stronger claim to a property right in them, to something like a trade secret notion.
In fact, Paperloop in its complaint says that both happened. It did give the journalist the secret names of some sources, while the reporters then developed others on their own. But Robert Post says it mystifies him how Paperloop expects a court to solve this problem.
I don't think a court can enjoin a reporter from talking to a source. The question of relief raises very tricky constitutional issues about whether you can prevent somebody from talking to another person, a third party, which anybody in the world would have the right to talk to.
And, says the Poynter Institute's Al Tompkins, what about the right of sources to speak with whatever reporters they wish? Tompkins does point out that it's common at local television stations for reporters to sign contracts promising not to go work for the competition. However, he says even those are increasingly coming under attack.
Some legislatures even are getting involved and saying, look, if you terminate a reporter at Channel A, you can't keep them from going across town and working at Channel B. I mean, you can't deny a person the right to work.
However, even if Paperloop loses this lawsuit, one legal scholar says it may at least succeed in giving other publishers the novel idea that a confidential source could be a trade secret. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.